Long-time listeners have probably figured out that I like to start off these reviews with some broad, sweeping statement or something that will entice you to turn the volume up instead of down for the next 3 minutes. I'm going to toss that approach out this week in favor of a statement of a different kind. The Quality of Life, the Acts of Faith entry for Hat Theater, is one of the most powerful, thought-provoking, affecting, and well-acted dramas that I've seen in this or any other year. Yes, it is that good. It's the kind of theater that deals with great philosophical questions by dealing with the intimacies of two long-term couples, each couple dealing with its own private tragedy and choosing widely divergent paths to find peace. Bill and Dinah, played by Scott Melton and Kerrigan Webb Sullivan, respectively, have lost their daughter in a brutal murder and have searched for answers in religion. They have recommitted themselves and try to find solace in the statement that we can never know God's will. Bill's minister relays the story of Job trying to comfort the grieving father. Neil and Jeanette, played by Michael Hawke and Jacqueline Jones, are dealing with the multiple cancers that are destroying Neil's body. Neil is a professor. His discipline is unnamed, although he sounds like an anthropologist, and from his gaunt appearance, his unsteady gait, and his obvious pain, the audience knows he does not have long to live. The fireworks follow when the cultures clash over each couple's approach to the finality of life. This quartet is on the top of their game, and their acting style is so organic that the actors often create overlapping dialogue, a very natural sound that is extremely difficult to duplicate. Their energy is not just exciting during the fireworks, it's sumptuous in the quiet moments as well. There are several extended scenes in the second act, usually when Jones is delivering one of her monologues, where the audience is absolutely silent. No coughs, no throat clearing, just total focus on what's happening on the stage. Michael Jarrett has created a very nice lighting design, which is very tricky given the intimate space of Hat Theater. Now, let's discuss the Renaissance man of this production, Mr. D.J. Gray. Gray not only directed the show, but he also designed the set, costumes, and the soundscape. Gray has been making his name as the founder and artistic director of Theater Lab, a group of young artists who are challenging the theatrical community with some bold and audacious works. If I'm not mistaken, this is the first foray as a director for hire, and he has delivered a powerful and memorable production. This easily marks him as a director to watch in the future. He has shown a deep maturity in his approach, and he has done admirable work with seasoned actors. He has nurtured four deeply nuanced performances that need to be seen. The only thing that saddens me about this production is that it is only playing for 2 weekends, so you only have 3 more performances with which to see this masterpiece. Please make reservations now to catch this amazing play. This is a definite must-see. For 88.9 WCVE, I'm John Porter.